Nebraska Extension Almanac.
High stress periods like fall weaning and transportation can have a serious effect on calf performance. Nebraska Extension educator Jesse Fulton offers some tips to help calm feeder calves who have just come off the truck and before vaccinations on today's Almanac.
Sometimes we're quick to jump the gun to go ahead and start vaccinating those calves just as soon as they come off the truck. And that can be an issue for those animals. And so I really want to highlight for producers that we need to wait a period of, 24 to 72 hours before we process them to allow those animals to rest. And the reason why is because the whole point of a vaccine is to give those animals an immune challenge and have them build antibodies in order to fight anything that they might face later down the road. And so we need to make sure that they're in the best condition that they can be. And so when they come off a truck, we had a survey that the BQA done several years ago, but these animals are traveling over 400 miles most of the time. And so when that happens, when those animals come off the truck, they're pretty wore out. Transportation can be one of the most stressful times for an animal. And so they're exhausted. They're nutritionally depleted, depending on how long they've been on the truck. We don't know the last time they had a drink of water or had a meal. And so they're more susceptible to illness. And so if we challenge their immune system with a vaccine, we might not get the response we want. And so that's why we want to make sure that we rest these animals and allow them to have access to fresh, clean water. And then if we can give them some long stem hay in order to get a little something in their system so they can bounce back. And then that's when we would want to move into giving a vaccine to these animals. I think as long as producers do that, they can see a better response to that vaccine. Vaccines are expensive. And so we want to make sure we get the best bang for our buck. And that's why it's important for us to hold off on vaccinating those animals. First things first, we need to read that label. Just as soon as we pick up that vaccine from the distributor, wherever we're getting it from, whether it be a pharmaceutical store that we purchase it from, our local veterinarian, whoever, we need to read that label to be sure that we are storing that product and handling that product as it's supposed to be. Those directions are our friend in order to make sure that our vaccine works the day that we go to use it. Vaccines are very fragile. And so we need to make sure we're not exposing those vaccines to conditions that are going to damage those vaccines and cause them not to be able to work. And so we need to pay attention to the temperature ranges in which they're supposed to be stored on the bottle. A lot of times producers think, okay, I throw this in the fridge, it's safe. We need to remember that sometimes certain parts of our refrigerator isn't the right temperature. So I've had this happen for me that if you put something in the very back of the fridge, it might freeze. If you put something in the door of the fridge, it doesn't seem that cold when you get it out. And so that's something you need to pay attention to. I've seen a lot of producers actually stick a thermometer in different, just a little vaccine thermometer in different parts of their fridge, just as a little experiment for themselves to really understand the best way to store their vaccines. Additionally, there are a couple other things that can damage our vaccines. Sunlight, UV light, that is definitely not a vaccine's friend. Whenever we expose it to sunlight, that can damage that vaccine because they can be light sensitive. And so that includes whenever we're transporting that vaccine from refrigerator to shoot side, maybe it needs to be in a cooler or in a box to where it's staying safe, where it's not exposed to that sunlight. And then when we're shoot side, there's sometimes where we might have a large vaccine bottle. And so we'll draw it up into our multi-dose gun, and then we'll leave that bottle set there on the table or something. And so if we're outside and the sun can hit it, then it's practically cooking that product inside of that bottle. The same way with our syringe. If we lay our syringe down on the table because we have a breakdown in the back, a gate doesn't latch or something, we need to fix something, and it takes us 15 to 20 minutes to fix that. If our syringe is laying on the table, again, that product is cooking inside that syringe.
Today's Almanac was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.